Hello again. Welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at Renault Vans. The big theme today is players wanting out. So let's start with our first transfer round. And from the clouds last night, just as Manchester City was celebrating the £7 million capture of the Arsenal fullback, Gael Clichy, Carlos Tevez hit them with it. "Sorry, I'm off" is a headline on the back page of the Mirror, and it's a story on all of the back pages of the papers today. I won't bore you with the details of why he wants to go, but City are talking tough, insisting he won't go for less than £40 million. I'd suggest they need to just get rid and draw a line under what is a ridiculous situation. He's not the only big player who wants out, though. Look at this in The Sun. Football Spy spoke exclusively the other day to John Mensah, the Ghana teammate of Sunderland striker Asamoah Gyan. He tipped us off that Gyan could be on the move. Now Gyan's agents confirmed as much in today's Sun. Fabian Pivato says here, "I can't say if he is staying or not. As far as I know, one club has tabled an offer. He's returning to the club for pre-season and we will sit down with the coach to talk about it." More players who won out, and for Cesc Fabregas, today's D-Day. He's going to meet with Arsene Wenger later on. He's expected to confirm his desire to leave after 8 years for Barcelona. His teammate Samir Nasri, also wanted by City to ease the blow of losing Tevez. That's on the back page of The Express, and it's all looking so very bad for Arsenal. Still a long way to go, though, and I just don't think you can write off the great Arsene Wenger. Let's take you through a few more. What is a very busy day? The Telegraph report Newcastle have bid £7 million for PSG's Turkey international striker Mevlut Erdink. He scored 9 goals in 43 appearances last season, and the Telegraph say that Newcastle's chief scout Graham Carr likes him very much indeed. But L'Equipe in France report Erdink saying today that he doesn't want to go. He says here, "I stay in Paris. I want to impose myself here and I don't fear competition. I'm ready. Anyway, there's always competition at all clubs." Go to the Mirror Football website for details of Stoke's bid to rescue Craig Bellamy from his Manchester City hell. He's back there after his loan spell at Cardiff came to an end in May. Also in the Daily Mirror, Manchester City expected to complete the £7 million signing of the Montenegro defender Stefan Savic. We talked about him on the show last week, within the next few days. Time for your messages, and first of all, thank you for a fantastic response to the question I asked you yesterday about whether Scott Parker is better than Joey Barton. Remember, Barton said on Twitter yesterday that he felt he was a far better player. Interesting to see what you guys say. Yucca Brown says Barton can't sniff the England setup. M. Shalfin says Parker. Shadow Fox says Parker's far more creative. Ryan Finn says Parker better by far if you take his troubles off the table. Coomba says that Barton is more threatening going forward. Jules says Parker. Chelsea Forever says Parker is way better. King Ryan says Scott Parker any day. And there are quite a few more for Parker, but keep your views on that one coming in. Very interesting indeed. Just a couple more messages from yesterday as well. We told you that the French midfielder Mathieu Valbuena is on the radar for Arsene Wenger to replace Nasri. 20Robert09 says here, "Valbuena is an amazing player. He's a French Iniesta." High praise indeed. And also one other one, A1T9190K6 says, "Arsenal signing Doyle, oh please." In fact, lots of you want to see that slot come back. We'll see what we can do. And thanks also to V. Clark Chelsea for suggesting that we should broadcast from grounds around the country. We'd need a van to do that, wouldn't we? See what we can do. Back to the Premier League, and La Gazzetta dello Sport in Italy are saying that Juventus will step up their bid to sign the Atletico striker Sergio Aguero. Interesting one, because the Times here in England say that City will try and hijack that deal so that he can come in as a replacement for Carlos Tevez. Remember the Palermo president Maurizio Zamperini saying on Friday that Javier Pastore was going nowhere. Oh, please. Today, he's pretty much saying roll up, start the bidding, because the Press Association report him saying that the only Palermo player that is on the market is Pastore. The situation must be resolved in the next 15 days by the end of the Copa America. Otherwise, the player stays with us. Sure he will. As you know, we love new names here on the Football Spy Show. So here's James McLean. He He's 22. He plays for Derry City. He's rated at £250,000. But it seems more than a few clubs have been thinking outside the box, because Reading, West Ham and Blackpool all like him. He may be most tempted, however, by Everton, who are very keen to take him into the Premier League. I think I know what he might decide. Another new name for you. This is Ezequiel Lavezzi. He plays for Napoli in Italy. He's 26 years old. He costs around £30 million. He's got a big reputation and has had the likes of Liverpool and City linked with him. So far, however, nothing, which is probably why his agent's been speaking to La Gazzetta dello Sport to try and drum up some interest. He says that Lavezzi will not move unless there is an important offer arriving, but at the moment there are none. In our own Daily Mirror, the Chelsea boss, Andre Villas-Boas, is keen on the Real Madrid defender Pepe. He's 28, cost Jose Mourinho £27 million back in 2007, but he's out of contract next summer and available for a fraction of that fee. Interesting that one too, because the word has been for some time that Villas-Boas is very keen to get a British-based defender in. The Sun say that the new Chelsea boss will watch Birmingham videos this week, good luck, to take a long look at Scott Dan. The Sun also say that Villas-Boas is looking at Bolton's Gary Cahill and Everton's Jack Rodwell. Sticking with the Mail, and having done a fantastic job with West Brom last season, Roy Hodgson wants to push on by signing the striker Andy Johnson from Fulham. And there's a big rumour doing the rounds, and it isn't in any other papers, but we just thought we'd share this one with you, that Fulham could be making a £12 million bid for the Arsenal striker Nicholas Bentner. So we'll let you know if anything comes of that. At the time, say that Norwich have been given permission to talk to the 23-year-old Huddersfield winger Anthony Pilkington. It cost around £2 million. And thanks again for many of your messages and your ratings. Please do keep at it. Keep your entries too coming in for our new competition. We want to know the Premier League team that will sign the most players by the end of the window. One team, one number, that's all we need. And remember to tell us a country that you're writing in from. Get it right, and if we pick you, then you win the shirt of your choice. We'll go through some of your entries tomorrow, which is when the Football Spy Show is back. I'll see you there.